This is the Sakar Murli of the 2nd of the 2nd, 2026. Essence, God Shiva speaks, sweet children, remember me and love me, because only I come to make you constantly happy. Question, what words automatically emerge from the lips of the children who continue to be careless? Answer, I will receive whatever is in my fortune. I will definitely go to heaven in any case. Baba says these are not the words of effort-making children. You have to make effort to claim a high status. Since the Father has come to give you a high status, don't be careless. Song, don't forget the days of your childhood. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you understood the meaning of that line of the song. You will now belong to the Father for as long as you live. You belong to limited fathers throughout the cycle. Now you Brahmin children only belong to the unlimited Father. You understand that you are receiving your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. If you leave the Father, you aren't able to receive your unlimited inheritance. Although you explain, no one is content with just a little. People want wealth. There cannot be happiness without wealth. Wealth is needed. Peace is needed, and a disease-free body is needed. Only you children know what there is in the world today and what is going to happen tomorrow. Destruction is standing just ahead. These things are not in the intellect of anyone else. Even if they do understand that destruction is standing just ahead, they don't understand what they therefore have to do. Only you children understand that war can take place at any time. If there is just a little spark, it doesn't take long for a fire to spread wildly. You children understand that this old world is about to be destroyed, and you therefore have to claim your inheritance quickly from the Father. When you constantly continue to remember the Father, you remain very cheerful. By becoming body conscious, you forget the Father and take sorrow on yourself. The more you remember the Father, the more happiness you will receive from the unlimited Father. You have come here to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. There is a lot of difference between becoming the maids and servants of a king and queen and the maids and servants of subjects. The effort you make now becomes fixed for all time, for every cycle. At the end, you will all have visions of how much effort you made. The Father even now continues to tell you to check your stage. How much do I remember the sweetest Baba, from whom I receive the inheritance of heaven? Everything of yours depends on remembrance. The more you stay in remembrance, the happier you will remain. You will then understand that you have come very close. Some become very tired and wonder how far away the destination still is. If they reach their destination, the effort they made will have been worthwhile. The world doesn't know about your destination. The world doesn't even know the one who is called God. They speak of God and then say he is in the pebbles and stones. You children now know that you belong to the Father. You now have to follow the Father's directions. Although you may be living abroad, you still have to remember the Father. You are receiving Srimat, A soul cannot become Seto Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan without having remembrance. You say, Baba, I will claim the full inheritance from you. Just as our Mama and Baba claim their inheritance, I will also make effort and definitely sit on their throne. Mama and Baba become the prince and princess, and I will also become that. The examination is the same for everyone. You are taught very little, simply remember the One Father. This is known as the power of easy Raj Yoga. You understand that you receive a lot of strength by having remembrance. You do understand that if you perform any sinful actions, a lot of punishment has to be experienced and the status is destroyed. It is in your having remembrance that Maya creates obstacles. It is remembered that those who defame the Satguru cannot reach their destination. Those people say, those who defame the Guru, ... No one understands about the incorporeal one. It is remembered that only God gives the devotees the fruit of their devotion. Sages and holy men, etc., are all devotees. Devotees go to bathe in the Ganges. Devotees cannot give devotees any fruit. If devotees could give the fruit to devotees, why would they remember God? That is the path of devotion. All are devotees. Only God gives the devotees their fruit. It isn't that those who do a lot of worship give fruit to those who do a little worship. No, devotion means devotion. How could they give the inheritance to the creation? The inheritance is only received from the Creator. At this time, all are devotees. When you receive this knowledge, you automatically stop performing devotion. There is victory for this knowledge. Without this knowledge, how could there be salvation? All settle their karmic accounts and go back. You children now understand that destruction is standing just ahead. Make effort before that and claim your full inheritance from the Father. You know that you are going to the pure world. Those who become Brahmins will become instruments. You cannot receive your inheritance from the Father without becoming a Brahmin, a mouth-born creation of Brahma. A father creates children in order to give them an inheritance. You belong to Shiv Baba anyway. He creates the world in order to give you children the inheritance. He gives the inheritance to bodily beings. Souls reside up above. There is no question of an inheritance or reward there. You are now making effort and receiving your reward. The world doesn't know anything of this. That time is now coming close. The bombs have not been made just to be stored. Many preparations are being made. The Father is now ordering us, remember me. Otherwise, you will have to cry a great deal at the end. When someone fails an examination for a higher education, he goes and drowns himself out of anger. There is no question of anger here. At the end, you will have many visions. You will also know what you will become. The Father's duty is to inspire you to make effort. Children say, Baba, we forget to have remembrance while performing actions. Some say that they have no time for remembrance. Baba would then say, in that case, make time to sit in remembrance. Remember the Father. When you meet one another, remind each other to try and remember Baba. By sitting together, you will be able to stay in remembrance very well. You will receive help. The main thing is to remember the Father. Even someone who goes abroad simply has to remember one thing. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that you will become Seto Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. The Father says, simply remember one thing. Just remember the Father. All of your sins will be burnt away with the power of yoga. The Father says, Man Manabhav, remember me and you will become the masters of the world. The main thing is remembrance. There is no question of going anywhere. Stay at home and simply remember the Father. If you don't become pure, you won't be able to stay in remembrance. Not everyone will come and study in class. They simply take a mantra and then go wherever they want. The Father has already shown you the way to become Seto Pradhan. In fact, when you go to your center, you hear many new points. If for some reason you are unable to go, if there is a heavy rain or a curfew and no one is able to go out, what would you do? The Father says, it doesn't matter. It isn't that you can offer water and milk to an image of Shiva in only a temple. Wherever you are, stay in remembrance. Stay in remembrance while walking and moving around. Tell others, by remembering the Father, your sins will be absolved and you will become deities. There are just the two words. You have to claim your inheritance from the Father, the Creator. The Creator is only one. He is showing you such an easy path. You have been given the mantra of remembering the Father. The Father says, don't forget the days of this childhood. Today you are laughing, but tomorrow, if you forget the Father, you will have to cry. You should claim your full inheritance from the Father. There are many who say that they will definitely go to heaven, that they will receive whatever is in their fortune. Such ones are not called effort makers. People make effort to claim a high status. Now that you can receive a high status from the Father, why should you be careless? If you don't study at school, you will have to bow down in front of those who have studied. Those who don't remember the Father fully will become the maids and servants of the subjects. You shouldn't be happy with that. Children come here personally and go back after becoming refreshed. There are many in bondage. It doesn't matter because they can remember the Father while sitting at home. Baba explains so much that death is just standing ahead and that the war will begin suddenly. It can be seen when a war is about to begin. You can know everything through the radio. They threaten one another. If you do anything wrong, we will do this. They give an advance warning in this way. They have a lot of arrogance with their bombs. The Father says, children, you haven't become that clever with the power of yoga. According to the drama, it isn't that the war will begin just like that. You children haven't yet claimed your full inheritance. The whole kingdom hasn't yet been established. A little more time is needed. Baba inspires you to make effort. You never know when something will happen. Aeroplanes crash, trains crash. Death is standing ahead so easily. There are earth tremors. Earthquakes have to do the most work. Only when the earth shakes do the buildings, etc., fall. Claim your full inheritance before death comes. Therefore, remember the Father with a lot of love. Baba, I have no one else, only you. Simply continue to remember the Father. Baba sits here and explains as easily as you would explain to little children. He doesn't give you any other difficulty. Simply remember him. By sitting on the pyre of lust, you have become burnt. Now sit on the pyre of this knowledge and become pure. When people ask you what your aim is, tell them, Shiv Baba, who is the father of all, says, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved and you will become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. In the Iron Age, all are Tamo Pradhan. The one father alone is the bestower of salvation for all. The father says, now simply remember me and the rust will be removed. You can at least give this message. Only when you yourself stay in remembrance will you be able to remind others of this. When you yourself stay in remembrance, you will be very keen to tell others. Otherwise, it will not be from your heart. The Father explains, wherever you are, stay in remembrance for as long as you can. Whomever you meet, give them this advice. Death is standing ahead. The Father says, all of you have become Tamo Pradhan and impure. Now remember me and become pure. It is souls who have become impure. In the Golden Age, souls are pure. The Father says, only by having remembrance do souls become pure. There is no other way. Continue to give this message to everyone and many will benefit. Baba doesn't give you any other difficulty. Only the purifier Father purifies all souls. The Father makes you all into the most elevated beings. Those who were worthy of worship have become worshippers. We become worshippers in the kingdom of Ravan. In the kingdom of Rama, we are worthy of worship. It is now the end of the kingdom of Ravan. From being worshippers, we are now becoming worthy of worship by remembering the Father. Show this path to others too. Even you old mothers should do service. Give this message to your friends and relatives. There are many types of spiritual gatherings, temples, etc. Yours is just the one type. Simply give the Father's introduction. Shiv Baba says, constantly remember me alone and you will become the masters of heaven. Incorporeal Shiv Baba, the bestower of salvation for all, says, to souls, remember me, and from Tamo Pradhan you will become Sato Pradhan. It is easy to explain this, is it not? Even you old mothers can do service. This is the main thing. When you go to weddings, etc., whisper this in their ears. The God of the Gita says, remember me. Everyone will like this. There is no need to say any more. Simply give the Father's message, remember me. Acha, just think that God is giving you inspiration. You have visions in your dreams. You can hear a voice. The Father says, remember me and you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. You should also simply just continue to think about this and your boat will go across. We now belong to the Unlimited Father in a practical way, and we are receiving our inheritance of 21 births from the Father. So there should be that happiness. It is only when you forget the Father that there is difficulty. The Father tells you so easily, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and you souls will become Satopradhan. Everyone will think that you have truly found the right path. No one else can show you this path. If sages, etc., told you to remember Shiv Baba, who would go to them? The time will come when you won't be able to go out of your homes. You will leave your bodies while remembering the Father. Those who remember Shiv Baba in their final moments will go into the clan of Narayan. They will go into the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. They will claim a royal status over and over again. That's all. Simply remember the Father and love him. How can you love him without remembering him? It is only when you receive happiness that you love him. You wouldn't love someone who causes you sorrow. The Father says, I make you into the masters of heaven. Therefore, love me. You should follow the Father's directions. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktara. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. In order to remain happy, make effort to stay in remembrance. The power of yoga makes souls Satopradhan. Remember the One Father with a lot of love. 2. In order to claim a high status, pay full attention to the study. Don't think that you will receive whatever is in your fortune. Stop being careless and claim a right to your full inheritance. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of remembrance and a conqueror of attachment, and so transform your limited responsibilities into unlimited ones. In order to become a conqueror of attachment, simply transform your form of remembrance. There is attachment when you have the awareness of being a householder, of that being your house, and they being your relations. Now transform those limited responsibilities into unlimited ones. When you fulfill your unlimited responsibilities, any limited ones will automatically finish. However, if you forget the unlimited ones and just fulfill the limited ones, you are spoiling them even more, because some duties become a form of the illness of attachment. So transform your remembrance and become a conqueror of attachment. Slogan, make your speed of flying so fast that you go across any clouds of situations in a second. Avyak signal, with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. There are two arms for the success of any task. One, faith in one another. Two, unity. Where there is one direction for all in a collective way, where there is trust in one another, success is there as a garland around your neck. There are varieties of sanskars, and they will remain. But if someone's sanskars are causing conflict, then the other person should not become party to that. Let each one change himself, and there can then be unity all of the time. Om Shanti.